Hey, mama, rock me.
Rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a sapphire train. Hey, mama, rock me.
All right, that was Darius Charlie.
That was not Darius. That was Old Crow.
All right, whatever. I don't know.
Come on.
Welcome to the 13th episode of Charlie and Me. That means we've been doing this for 13 weeks now.
Lucky number 13.
We have a great show ahead of you here. If you're not our friends and family, again, why are you listening? But thank you. Yeah, bless you. You're doing the Lord's work.
Bless your soul.
If you are our friends and family, we're going to have a fun one today. Great guest on, and we should be some fun. But let's get it started with a little update.
Update. Grant, what do you got? What's your update for us?
What is my update? Not a whole bunch. I watched a dog this weekend. That's just – I went out Friday night, watched some baseball. Watched a dog on Saturday. Been helping help my parents with some stuff around the house. Living the dream.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm a model son.
Someone's got to be
just
it.
Just a model though, not really.
I was gonna say you're just a son.
What about you, Chuck? What are you up to?
I have come to the conclusion I'm getting a fish.
Ooh.
Getting a fish, you know, I feel like it's time to strap on the responsibility.
Are you gonna get a beta so that you can finally be the alpha of the household?
No, dude, I embrace the beta life, and so yes, I will be getting a beta fish.
Oh, but you guys will both be betas.
Yeah, we'll be beta.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We'll be beta together.
You can name your apartment Beta Beta.
Ooh, frat house Beta Beta. Frat party.
God.
I got the air mattress.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, right. So yeah, hopefully later today I'll be going and purchasing my fish.
So I mean,
I'm open to names. I need name suggestions.
Oh,
so
a little naming.
Any listeners of the podcast, feel free to tweet at us at Charlie and Me some fish names for me.
Fish. You can also we can make a little poll.
Could. It takes a little more proactive.
That's true. Yeah. We're not that proactive. I think you guys should be proactive about naming.
If we can,
fish.
If we manage to do it, we'll put out the poll. If not, just tweet at us. What should I name my fish?
Or slide to the DMs.
Oh, how about this? Perfect balance. We'll make a poll.
No, you shouldn't
of the
name
three
perfect balance.
We'll like make a name. Poll of the three favorites we get.
Ooh, I like it. Three favorites.
Yeah.
So how long can you have a fish before you have to name it? It's like I've always wondered that with children too. How long?
Children, I think it's like 2 to 3 weeks.
So you can fish. you can have a child for 2 to 3 weeks and never name it?
Yeah.
I guess it. Man, that's weird. Can you imagine? Like, yeah, this is our child. Oh, what's its name? We haven't decided yet.
Personally, I would name it right away.
It's not like you had 9 months to decide, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, some people might not find out. 8 months. We'll give you a solid 8.
Yeah. Yeah. We're both watching the cause again at the same time. There's a heated argument going on right now. And it's pretty great. That's why we're both a little distracted. Sorry.
Yeah, that's great. Man, that's
but
great.
But Kyle Schwarber is getting right up in the umpire's face. I don't know if he's been tossed yet, but man, that's
I want somebody to get tossed.
That's a big man to hold back.
Wow. A lot stronger now. Ooh,
yeah.
Good looking guy these days.
Not as big as you last year, but still a big dude.
All right. Let's focus.
Next on the agenda, Grant, we're going to do a little podium.
Oh, boy.
We're going to do a podium of our favorite movie quotes.
And I want to put a little precursor on this as well because I feel like I missed quotes. You know,
I missed a lot of
These are some of our favorites. So I think this is a rough podium because
– Okay, we're just going to have a little segment where we're just going to name some of our favorite movie quotes.
So it's not really a podium. It's like an all-star game. You know,
it's just we're gonna laugh. Our listeners are hopefully gonna laugh, and it'll be a movie quote toss around time.
Yeah, all right, I like it.
Okay,
I'll flip. You go first. I don't have a coin. I'm not gonna lie like I have before.
My first quote comes from one of my all-time favorite movies, The Other Guys, and it is, "The sound of your piss hitting the urinal, it sounds feminine." I just love that one. I bring it out like once a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good one. That movie's got a lot of... I was trying to stray away from that one because I knew you were going to quote some stuff from that one.
Yeah, and there's some other ones in there, but that's like lately, that one's been in my head lately, so I went with it.
You've been insulting people a lot recently or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to be honest with you. I have. All right. One of mine comes from also one of my favorite movies, Step Brothers.
Ever got into
Step And Brothers. It goes, the mom sits down at the table and goes, so Dale, I hear you manage a baseball team. He goes, yeah. So like Little League, what kind of fantasy league?
Do we just become best friends?
Yep. You want to go do karate in the back? Want to go do karate in the backyard? In the garage, sorry. Yep. Fucked it up.
All right, whatever. My next one, classic one.
Uh-oh.
Especially me being the height that I am. You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, no.
How can I have some more if I haven't had any yet? You're killing me, Smalls.
That's good. I have this one written down, and this is just going to fit perfectly, slide in another classic. You ready?
Yeah.
Say hello to my little friend.
Never seen that movie, but I know the quote.
Yep, you can't not know it. But yeah, you know, you're my little friend.
I'll take it. I've been called worse.
All right, yeah, could be worse.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. I'm going a little more on the sentimental route.
Oh,
me, whenever I spend time with my dad, this quote seems to always come out. So I felt like I should say it, but it comes from Major League.
Mm.
The guy hits a home run. Too high. Are you kidding me? Too far. So it usually comes out on the golf course when I go golf with my dad. We'll hit it, and he'll smash a drive. I'll be like, too high.
He'll go too far.
Too far.
I like it. That's nice. I got a couple here, but I'm gonna go the another classic. Just straight romantic as hell. Nobody puts baby in the corner. I love it. It's the most badass. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh, good movie.
That's great. A great one. Like, do you have any honorable mentions in there?
I have one that I wrote down also. Just the we're family line from Miracle.
Oh, we're family, Mark, Herb.
We're Mark Johnson. We're family. We're I was family. Also playing with again. Just
again.
Again. But yeah, that was not much for me. What about you?
One from I can't remember the movie title already, but you'll know it. You know what happens to people like me in prison? I'm just grape.
I believe that is from 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember it. Was it 21 or 22?
21. 22 is the scene in prison.
Yeah. we can stay with it. It's a family friendly podcast.
Leave it at that. Yeah, but yeah.
There's been some unfamily friendly things, but
we're trying to clean up our act.
This is on our end. Yeah, on our end. Anyway, I digress. Let's
moving on.
Let's see if we can get Doug Miller on the phone and get going here. And now we welcome on probably he'd say one of our best listeners. I'd have to agree with him. Sorry, Mom. But anyway, we'll figure that out at some point. Doug Miller. Doug ran with us at St. Thomas. Really guided us through our drinking days. And welcome on, Doug.
Hey, well, thanks for having me. That is true. I have listened to every single one, so I'm excited to be here. It took a while, though. I think I got bumped.
Yeah. We tried calling you for the Boston one, and I got no response.
I didn't realize it wanted to do it the next day, and I was like, oh, couldn't do it at that time, so we're out for dinner.
Were you getting blitzed at that time? Like, were you too drunk to answer the phone, or?
A little both. I was busy and drunk, and we were celebrating the Boston Marathon, and it was a good time. And so,
I texted you the day before saying, hey, you still good to come on the episode tomorrow?
I don't remember that.
I mean, I think we were both pretty inebriated at that point, but
yeah.
But that's besides the fact.
So I want to hear about your experience in Boston.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Stop jumping the gun. Jeez.
That's just like me, isn't it?
Yeah. So quick on the trigger. First off, we want to know what's up with you. What are you doing these days? Because rumor has it you have a pretty sweet new job.
Yeah, well, it's an internship. I'm actually, this summer, I'm working three jobs. I graduated the exercise science with you guys, which was awesome. Love St. Thomas. Go Tommies.
Roll Toms.
But yeah, I'm trying to be a strength and conditioning coach, and this will be my third internship. I'm with the Milwaukee Brewers, so I get to work with them, work out, all that kind of stuff. Go Brewers, born and raised in Milwaukee, so I've got to be a Brewers fan, and glad I got it. Cubs suck, by the way.
They're winning right now.
Well, yeah, Brewers are playing right now. Scoreless after they're playing the Twins, actually.
Ooh.
Scoreless after 3, so any Minnesota Twins fan out there, I know they're probably in trouble. but yeah, so I'm working with them, but that's just home games, so I got to figure out what I'm doing when they're on the road, which they've been on the road for the last week and a half. So in that time, I work at a different gym called Athlete Performance, doing pretty much the same stuff, just trying to get athletes bigger, faster, stronger. And then I also mow lawn, so I try to keep some money in my pockets sometimes. So.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's me.
Sounds like a little more exciting than my work, but yeah.
So, Doug, you said you try to get people bigger, faster, stronger? That never worked with me. I was on your training regimen.
Where are you and when?
I was on your training regimen like my freshman and sophomore year. You don't remember?
Oh, yeah.
12-ounce curls all day, every day.
Yeah.
I was getting pretty big, and I don't know. Anyway, I digress.
Moving on.
So we ask everyone this question, as if you've listened to it, as I know you have. What would you say your favorite Charlie and Me story is?
Well, so I was thinking about this for a long time, and you know what came to my head? And it's one of those things where I'm like 100, or not 100, but I'm pretty sure you guys were there for both of these. And for some reason, two different case races came to my head. One was the end of the year at 94, where I was partners with Dylan Ballman.
Yeah. You guys crushed the field.
I assume you two were there. What?
I remember, go on.
Yeah, I just assume you guys were there, so I'm just going to include that as one of my favorite memories of you two. Dylan ended up drinking like way more than anyone else in way less time. And then I just remember, another memory that I was going to share too. There was a couple other case races that I remember at LGC where you guys were probably partners, to be honest. Yeah, good times. And then the other one I remember was, remember when our bus broke down after the
Wartburg
meet at Wartburg?
I wasn't on that bus.
I wasn't either, but
that was our freshman year, so we weren't there. I heard all about it, yeah. So I remember that's the day I moved back into the dorms freshman year. It was when you guys were at Wartburg.
Oh, really?
So I drove up in that storm.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know.
Close enough, sorry.
That's all good. But yeah, those case races were something to not remember.
Actually, and as weird as it is, Charlie and I were never partners on a case race team.
No, Grant never wanted me on his drinking team.
I never did, only for playing beer pong.
My abilities or whatnot, but yeah. But those, I was there for a couple of those case races. There were, Dylan was a tank.
Yeah.
Because I was his partner for the pre-prom one.
Okay.
Yeah, and.
For people who don't know who
He carried the team to the W on that one.
For people who don't know who Dylan is, I think you got to give
Dylan. What's Dylan on?
Well, yeah, basically he's just a really quiet guy, and if he gets drunk, he starts listening to country music by himself in his room. So that's a pretty good description of Dylan.
All right, now, Doug, it's time to get into the Boston Marathon. All
right, cool.
I want to know, what did you think about the whole experience, you know, just everything around it, plus the race, the conditions? What was your take on it?
I thought it was really cool. I qualified, actually, with the Twin Cities Marathon, so – that was cool, but like the reason that I wanted, you know, the whole reason I wanted to get into, you know, running marathons was to run Boston. So it's like, you know, checking the bucket list, like the biggest race. And it was a great experience. It was just cool. The whole 5 year after the Boston, the bombings was cool because they had like a
everywhere.
For it.
Everywhere.
That I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was really cool. Like, just a great experience. Obviously, the weather could have been better.
Yeah, just a little.
You know what? That was all right. I just remember walking to the tents, and it was, like, pouring rain. And, like, the tents had, like, snow around it.
Yeah.
Like, it was cold and windy and rainy, but, you know what? It was really fun, really cool. The best part was definitely just having – I had a whole lot of family that came and watched, and I had a whole – like, I stayed with 10 – or not 10, including me, friends that came. And
wow.
That was really fun. And, yeah, so it was – we had a big group pick of, like, all 20 of us, and we all went to dinner one night. So it was just great to get everyone together. I just feel like – plus that everyone came to watch me. I don't know why. And if you ask all them, they're like, no, we just came to see the city and get drunk. So
I heard that one a couple times too.
Watching me.
Yeah.
Standing out in the rain.
Oh yeah.
So
just this, I.
What do you think?
It was the same exact thing. My whole goal for running marathons was just around Boston. My whole life goal in running was to run two marathons, one to qualify and one to run Boston.
Yeah.
I did accidentally sign up for another marathon this week. Oops. But Tulsa. It's in Tulsa. It's the Route 66 marathon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll be doing that in November. But yeah, no, it's the same exact thing. It was just the overall experience was just so worth the race itself. Yeah. And like you said, there's memorials. I know, like, it seemed like half the mile markers had something to do with, you know, the five-year anniversary of the bombings and everything. And just the volunteers that were out there, even in those terrible conditions, were just so happy to be there. And, like, that just made me feel so, like, wow, if you can be this happy, I can run. Like, easy trade-off. I'll do it. So, yeah, it's a wonderful experience. Awesome. Wonderful experience.
I remember you saying on one of the podcasts, you saying that on the shuttle out there, you and one of your friends, you were one of your buddies you were running with, like, were talking the whole time.
Yeah.
Complete opposite for me.
I'm pretty sure the whole bus hated me and my buddy because everyone else was dead silent and I hadn't seen him in like a couple months and we were like best high school friends, so we were just catching up. And so like, yeah, it was no problem to talk for that hour or so we were on the bus because, you know, we were just catching up and everything. And I'm sure our whole bus just hated us because we were talking and it wasn't quiet. But, you know, I was also trying to promote the podcast, you know, get some new viewers. Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah.
Lots of good viewers.
What was that? It was mile 20-21. I got pretty cold. I wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad until then. But I don't know. I wore arm warmers and then a long sleeve and a singlet and then I had like half tights on. So it wasn't. Okay. And I had a buff on my ears.
Yeah.
What about you?
I wasn't really that cold ever. My toes were cold to start, but that warmed up by mile 3.
Yeah.
And I wore actual leggings. And a jersey, and I was planning on ditching the hat, but I never did because I just felt like I was gonna get cold if I did. So
yeah,
and I get done with the finish line, and the hat was like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Wet.
Yeah, I kind of the long sleeve I had on was pretty loose, so I got that gained quite a bit of weight, but I was still glad I had it. I don't know. It was there's no way to properly dress for that occasion. I felt like.
No.
Yeah.
Off weather.
Yeah. But okay, I think Grant wants some advice. So, Grant, what do you got?
Yeah, I do want some advice, Doug. You may know Charlie and I are heading out to Charlie and me-sponsored Vegas weekend, June 8th.
Yes.
I know you, you're a big fan of Vegas. What should we do? Well, you got any Vegas tips for us?
I've been there twice. One was for work, one was for pleasure. Obviously, gamble. That's obviously you can do that everywhere, but that city. I just played blackjack and craps, which was fun. We saw a couple of shows. I went to a couple of, or at least a club. I remember. I'm not the biggest club fan. Like, it's fun, but like, you know, you're in there, you can't hear anything, and it's just lights everywhere, which if you're into that, cool. But you know, so that's an experience. We went to a show. And I think it was the MGM with like midgets flying all over the place, and like it was weird. It was crazy.
Little people.
Yeah, sorry, gotta be PC on this, don't I? But yeah, and we went to a sports book. Definitely gotta go to a sports book and place some bets on sports.
Oh,
oh yeah.
We're already on that.
Because yeah, you can see just like every single sporting event going on at the same time on one huge wall, and then they've got like odds for like you'll be able to put future bets on the NFL if you wanted, like who's going to the Super Bowl and stuff like that. So that's always cool to do.
Bears all the way.
Doug, we also will we were going to bring this up later, but there's potential, if Vegas wins, for us to be in Vegas while the Stanley Cup Finals are in Vegas.
That's pretty sweet. Like, I obviously wouldn't have been able to do that. Like, that's awesome. I don't even know how that city's going to be during that.
I'm just hoping. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to the game or not, but I'm just hoping that they win while we're there. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It would the place would just be crazy.
Or even if like right before we're just there and then they have the parade and stuff while we're there. Like yeah. that'd be crazy. But anyway, I didn't want to root for Vegas, but now we got to root for Vegas, cuz if I'm going to be in Vegas with the Stanley Cup Finals, might as well.
I'm all in on Vegas.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Doug, another one we got for you here. We know you like to travel around a little bit. What's your favorite city in the U.S. to get drunk in? Or not in the U.S.?
I don't know. I do like Milwaukee, Twin Cities. Obviously, those are probably the two highest I've been at. So probably one of those two. But I don't know. I don't travel that much. But I would say one of those two. Chicago is sometimes fun. I know that's where you are, Chuck.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Whenever I'm there next,
I'll
hit you up.
We'll for sure. So, I did. An article just came out. They listed like the 10 drunkest cities in the United States. I think 6 or 7 of them were in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think I saw that same one. I think USA Today did it, right?
Yeah, yep.
And then another like two or three were, another two were in like Minnesota.
Yeah,
so basically 90% is just between two states, and they have reciprocity, so it's the same state. So
we're in that area, and we participate. We add to those stats, don't we?
Yeah, for sure.
We have added to those stats.
We've helped out.
We've done our okay. Duties.
Yeah. Next question is another staple of the podcast. It's a tattoo question, Doug. If you were to get a tattoo, where would you put it, and what would it be? Grant's face is always an option.
I'm going to actually have to go on the serious shot on this. Okay. Right?
Yo, please.
I don't know. Can I answer it seriously or no?
For sure.
Okay. Well, I would always get a there's this Guardian Memorial or Guardian Angel like heart with wings like logo, and I would get that tattooed on my wrist.
Ooh. Inside?
It's, what's that?
Inside of the wrist?
Yeah, inside of the wrist, like, really small, so I can cover it up when I watch, but, like, if I really wanted to see it, I can obviously see it.
Yeah.
So, that's what I would do, just because I think it's a cool logo and has some meaning, so.
Nice.
I would go with that. Sorry to go.
No.
I was thinking about that, too, and I would go serious. If I was going to do a joke one, I'd get Grant's face on my shoulder blade.
Ooh.
Shoulder blade.
That's a good spot. And as you keep getting bigger, I'll be there with you, you know?
Sounds good.
So, Doug, now we come to the spelling bee. You know the rules. Everyone hopefully knows the rules. First round, yep. I ask you each a word, and you each get a chance to steal. All for 1 point. Next round, you guys each get your own. So I'll ask Charlie first. I'll ask Charlie
Bring
first here, and we'll.
I'm getting a pen and paper.
Oh, I always have a pen and paper. good move.
All right,
move.
Charlie.
Yep.
Your word is embolism.
Embolism?
Embolism, like I had an embolism in my brain.
That's an aneurysm, dude.
Embolism. Yes. blood clot. Embolism is a blood clot. Sorry, it doesn't have to be in your brain. Embolism.
Embolism. Can you say it again?
Embolism.
I don't know if I'm hearing this right. Embolism. Yeah.
I think my version of this is too simple.
Yeah, embolizim.
No. Doug?
I get counter, right?
Yeah.
Alright. EMBOLYSM.
Ah, no. EMBOLISM. You guys were pretty close.
But, yeah.
All right.
I've been further.
All right, Doug, this one. Doug, okay. This one's for you. In French, this means in French, this word means loser. You ready? Favre.
Yep.
Favre.
What?
Fark?
No. Favre, like Brett Favre. In French, this word means loser.
It's French?
Well, Favre is, but...
I'm just going to go with Favre then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just don't spell Brett, because that's not part of the word.
He just spelled it, dude.
I can't hear it.
Spell it again. Spell it again, Doug. Spell it again.
F-A-R-V-E.
Charlie?
Wait, what's happening?
F-A-V-R-E.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah! Two-time champ! It's Favre, dude. It's Favre. It's Favre.
Doug, aren't you a Packers fan?
Yeah, that's, isn't that how I spelled it?
No, you switched the R and the V.
Oops.
It's okay. My first NFL jersey was a Brett Favre jersey. So.
Mine was too, but I'm a Bears fan.
Same here.
Brett Favre.
It's okay,
is a
Doug.
Guy.
I'm just a pretty good speller these days. It's okay.
I probably threw you off with my French talk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was very confused with the wording.
Yeah.
Which is all the whole name himself.
Well, we got Charlie wins. That was tough. I wasn't ready for that. But Doug,
all right, Doug.
It's been a pleasure having you on.
I was like a fourth win. Two in a row, though. Two in a row.
There you go.
Hot streak. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Yep.
See you, Doug.
Doug Cubs.
Go Cubs. That was Doug Miller. Great friend. Great friend of the show. Hysterical. You guys.
Good guy. Yeah.
Oh, what a guy. Oh, we should have ended with a little Doug sucks chant.
Oh, damn it.
Doug sucks. Doug sucks. Suck.
Classic party chant for St. Thomas,
classic,
right there.
Classic. All right, let's get her going here. Little guy stuff.
Guy stuff. Okay, my guy stuff for the week is cooking some meat. Not to brag or anything, but we've gotten pretty good at preparing a perfect medium rare steak on the stovetop. So yeah.
What do you just pan fry with some butter?
Oil.
I think you should write a cookbook or something.
I have a nice Martha Stewart cookbook. Shout out to my dad. Great Christmas gift. But
she went to prison, so.
Not my dad. She did, though.
That's what I said. She did. Not your dad. Oh. I never said your dad went to prison. Unless there's something you didn't tell us.
yeah. So, guy stuff. Cooking meat.
Cooking meat.
To perfection.
My guy stuff is like Sunday naps. About 1 p.m. on a Sunday, it's a perfect time to just sit back. Usually some sort of a game on. You just turn it on. And you just fall asleep during the entire thing.
Wake up for the ninth inning.
Yeah, and like people like, oh. At best is I was at work one time and this guy's like, oh, did you guys watch that? This was when the playoffs were going on last year, baseball. Oh, did you guys watch that? You guys watch that game last night? And I was like, oh, yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I watched it. And then the lady comes over and goes, did you watch it or did you fall asleep during it? And I was like, fell asleep. You're so right. It's like
she got you red-handed.
She caught all of us red-handed. We're all like, oh, yeah, I woke up for the ninth. Like, I woke up as it was ending. I'm like, oh, so you really didn't watch the whole thing. You know, unless you're emotionally involved in it, you can sit there and watch a playoff game and just doze in and out until it's over, you know? And you can still tell when you watched it. You can still talk about it because you caught little glimpses in between.
That was me last night with the Celtics game. Yeah, I was like, I watched like a couple minutes here and there.
Yeah. You just like wake up random. Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Oh, yeah, good dunk.
All right, that's awesome. But it's so true. Let's end it. Let's hear your quote, Chuck.
Okay. Grant, I'm sorry. If you were right, I'd agree with you. Robin Williams said that one.
Mm.
I added the Grant part in front of it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was wondering which Grant he was talking to.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that was a pretty good one.
All right. A little Robin Williams. A little...
R.I.P.I.P.
R.I.P.I.P. Mine is from a little Picasso. I was reading an article about Picasso. So
lame.
That picture lives only through the man who's looking at it. That's controversial because it could be a man or a woman. So
I think in this case, the man is just the viewer.
The human. The human. We should put like a little parenthesis.
The little box. The
yeah. Human.
The man. Parenthesis. Viewer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like
it. I like it too, though. I like that one a lot, actually.
It's true. That's
each,
art.
Each person views their art a little differently because they all bring their own backstory.
Just like this podcast. We think it's really good, and then everyone listens to it. They're like, oh, God.
This is, except for Doug, apparently.
I guess he likes it. We made all right. Person smile.
All right. So, yeah, everyone on Twitter, let us know good fish names, and we'll go from there.
We'll go from there. All right. Deuces. All right.
Deuces.